WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, here to dish out those daily doses of real talk, motivation, and maybe a little bit of sanity-saving advice along the way. Because let's face it, being a mom is a wild ride, right? Today's episode is all about forgiveness, something that feels especially important when you're navigating the crazy roller coaster of parenthood. Ever felt like your kid just pushes every single one of your buttons? You know that feeling when they whine for the 10th time in 5 minutes or throw a tantrum in the middle of Target? Yeah, we've all been there. It's enough to make you want to scream into a pillow, and trust me, I've had my fair share of those moments. But here's the thing. Holding on to anger and resentment towards our kids is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't work. It only hurts us in the long run. So today, we're going to unpack some ways to practice forgiveness, not just for them, but also for ourselves. Because let's be honest, sometimes we need a little bit of forgiveness too. Here are 5 key takeaways that I want you to remember as you embark on this journey of forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. This is a big one. Forgiveness doesn't mean saying what your child did was okay or excusing their actions. It means choosing to let go of the anger and hurt so that you can move forward in a positive way. Remember, forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves, not them. 2. Understand that your child is learning. They're still figuring things out, making mistakes along the way. They haven't developed the same emotional maturity and impulse control that we have. It's important to remember this when they act out because it helps us approach their behavior with more empathy and understanding. Think back to when you were a kid, weren't there some things you did that you definitely regret now? 3. Practice compassion. Try to see things from your child's perspective. Why might they be acting the way they are? Are they tired, hungry, or feeling overwhelmed? By practicing empathy and understanding, you can break down those walls of resentment and create a more loving and supportive environment. 4. Start small. Forgiveness isn't always easy. It takes time and effort. So start small, forgive them for little things at first. Over time, this will build your capacity to forgive bigger offenses. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon on day one, right? 5. Focus on the good. It's so easy to get caught up in the negative moments. But try to make a conscious effort to notice and appreciate the good things about your child, their kindness, their humor, their unique personality. When we focus on the positive, it helps us to forgive more easily. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember last week when my daughter spilled grape juice all over her new white shirt? And I swear, the look of pure devastation on her face was like watching a tiny human get hit by a truck. At first, my inner voice started screaming, "Oh no, not another mess." But then I took a deep breath and remembered what we were talking about today, forgiveness. I knelt down, gave her a hug, and said, "It's okay, sweetie. Accidents happen." I helped her clean up the mess and even offered to help her make a new shirt out of old clothes. To my surprise, she actually laughed. She said, "Mommy, you're the best." And in that moment, I realized how much easier it is to forgive when we approach the situation with love and understanding instead of anger and frustration. So remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment, but the rewards are worth it. A more forgiving heart leads to a more peaceful home and a happier you. What are your thoughts on this? Have you had any experiences where practicing forgiveness made a real difference? Share them with me in the comments. I love hearing from all of you. And don't forget to subscribe to Mom Mindset so you don't miss out on our daily dose of inspiration and support. Until next time, keep shining bright, Mama Warriors. We've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.